Electric vehicle sales in the U.S. are expected to reach 1 million this year. This is in part driven by tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act. At a Votech school in Delaware, students are training for a future where electric vehicles rule the roadways. From WHYY's climate desk, Chris Barish reports the project also dovetails with the state's goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions.
At Delcastle Technical High School in Northern Delaware, kids can study everything from welding, where jobs can pay upwards of $200,000, to mechanical trades such as electrical, HVAC, plumbing, and carpentry. Most programs teach kids to work in long-established industries, but Delcastle now has students training in a field that seeks to transform transportation, and that's the business of electric vehicles. Delcastle recently had kids create the infrastructure to operate 3 EV charging stations on the campus near Newport. 2 are now in operation and used by staff members. The third is training students to wire and equip private homes so they can hook up to an EV charger.
We wanted to be at the forefront. We are at the forefront.
Chris Panico teaches electrical trades and says students need to be on the cutting edge. It's the first such project in Delaware schools.
Sustainability is the future, and the electrical industry is leading the way. If we're not going to show our students how to do it, then we're putting them at a disadvantage.
The school launched its project as Delaware is considering whether to require that all new cars and light trucks sold at dealerships statewide are EVs by 2035. In addition, a new law requires all new homes to have the infrastructure to charge an EV. It's part of their climate goal to reduce emissions to net zero by 2050. The project started last academic year and involved drafting, welding, and electrical students. They designed the charging area that encompasses 4 parking spots outside the electrical shop. They assembled the charging kits, welded the steel to carry the power from the building, and wired the system. Now they monitor usage and conduct maintenance if needed. Administrator Dan Edelin leads me into the welding classroom and explains what those students did.
They welded all of the supports on the existing structural steel to support the new conduit that the new wiring was pulled through to supply the feed to the new EV charger.
So it's almost like the infrastructure for the infrastructure.
True.
Alexander Murata Vasquez wasn't thinking about climate change while he cut the piping and did the wiring. His mind was mostly on learning the skills needed to be a licensed electrician and thinking about the wheels he's going to drive.
I was told, like, we're making electrical chargers out there. I'm like, oh, that's nice. That would be cool to have electrical cars back there. In the future, hopefully I can get one too.
Adriana Gorsahab is a drafting student who wants to be an architect. She helped design the parking spots and charging locations.
The exposure of actually working on something that is going to come to life and is going to be of use, that was the most important part for me. We work on group projects here, but I feel like this one was more locked in as a memory because it did come to life.
Drafting teacher Terry Hayes couldn't agree more.
We talk about it in here, about technology being innovative and things coming. So definitely a great opportunity for the students because they're going to live this. They're going to see so much. You know, we saw a lot in our time, but they're going to see a lot more.
Geometry teacher Chris Langhorn is using the chargers for his Nissan Leaf and makes a lunchtime pit stop during my visit. He swipes his credit card, grabs the plug that resembles a hairdryer, plugs it into the outlet under his sedan's hood, and waits while the juice flows. He spends about $2.50 for the service that provides far more power than he needs for his 60-mile daily commute.
I knew they were going to have it here. That's the reason why I started purchasing electric cars. So I figure it's best of both worlds. I can charge at home, and I can charge when I get to work.
Delcastle is also developing plans for students in automotive technology to learn how to work on EVs. From WHYY's Climate Desk, I'm Chris Barish.